This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Reunion writer Janice Jaquith told me about her neighbor, David Currier. David, who naturally also lives in Reunion, describes his eclectic constructionist art operation, Currier Studios, as a full-service sculpture and painting studio. David, who's always had an artistic bent, was living in upstate New York, married with a couple of kids, when he got his first foundry job.
That was sort of my education in sculpture. It was about 50 miles north of the city. It was one of the largest foundries at the time. And a lot of sculptors and artists from the city would come up. Sculptors would probably bring up something that was made in clay. It would be cast in wax, and then the wax is coated with a ceramic. The wax is melted out, and that cavity is filled with molten bronze. And that's how bronzes come to be. I started out in the metal finishing department and ended up in the enlarging department. And what that entails is, well, backtrack a bit, when large monumental pieces are made, I can use the example of the George Mason Memorial in the mall in D.C. That was a piece I enlarged here in Charlottesville in my shop. That's a commission that was sculpted by a Bethesda area sculptor, Wendy Ross. And with the commission process, she'll make a small version, and that's okayed, and then she gets the money to build the large piece. Some sculptors will build the large piece themselves. Others will come to someone like me, who will take the small piece and build the large one in my studio. That piece, again, is built in clay, and then that goes through the foundry process. A lot of artists, when they're making large pieces, or even if they're making a production of small pieces, they need others to help them with it. So, yeah, they go to a foundry or they hire craftsmen to produce the pieces.
David Currier moved to Reunion in 1991 with his wife and children because they'd heard good things about the schools there. The house they found to live in Reunion came with a large outbuilding that soon housed Currier Studios.
It looks a lot like a shop that you might build any sort of thing in. I have my enlarging machine, which is a three-dimensional pantograph, if you know what a pantograph is.
Don't.
And it's sort of a scissor-type thing that is used to enlarge drawings. This is a machine that's used to enlarge things in three dimension. And
it's a machine.
Yeah. It's pretty basic mechanics. It's been used for centuries, I believe. Small version of what you're building is put on one turntable. Another turntable, which is joined to it by a bicycle chain, is where you build your large piece. And so they turn at the same time. You take profiles of 360 degrees, basically, of the small piece, and you transfer that to a large piece using an arm, which is set to a ratio. So if you want to do a piece that's three times as large, you have a 1-to-3 ratio.
Are computers involved in this?
Certainly they aren't in my studio, but just as everything else, yeah, that's gone digital. But the thing is, you're making sculpture. It needs the artist's hand. So you can do certain things with computers and CNC machines, but you really can't do a fine piece of sculpture, and I don't think they'll ever get to that stage.
Do things that are lovely in miniature, are they always equally satisfying when you bump up the size?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you have to tweak them?
Oh, you definitely have to tweak them, yeah. Yeah, some things work, some things have to be changed. But I think the sculptor has in mind that big piece as they're working on the small one, if they're doing a commissioned work, yes. And my job is not really an editorial job. I present the larger piece, and then the sculptor will take it to their studio and rework the surface or maybe change things that need to be changed.
Now, you said you're not doing molten metals.
No.
Out here in Free Union. What materials are you working in?
I cast in plasters, concretes, resins, those types of materials.
Now, you say you're not, your job is not editorial.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean you never make suggestions?
Oh, no. I make suggestions, definitely, yes.
What's something you've suggested?
You know, probably the suggestions are not so much as of the outward appearance of the finished piece,
mm-hmm.
because a big part of my job is to figure out how to build the armature, the structure within a piece. And so sometimes that affects how the piece turns out or how the piece may be changed slightly. Of course, it's my job to do it as it needs to be done. So that's pretty much the way I have to figure it out. You know, I have to diversify. There aren't that many sculpture enlarging jobs or sculpture jobs. So a few years back, I saw an ad for a exhibit fabrication shop, and I applied out there. It was in Illinois, and I much prefer mountains of Virginia to the flat corn of Illinois. So I did not take the job, but I've kept a working relationship up with them, and I go out there from time to time. And I've also begun taking jobs on in my studio in the exhibit fabrication field.
Now, what is that?
What I do mainly are dioramas, and they're mostly for visitor centers and nature centers on state parks and national parks. A diorama will consist of a scene with the animals and the plants and the trees and the rocks that you might find there. This is all built and displayed, and there are models as well that go in with this. And so it's a pretty interesting field of work, and there seems to be quite a bit of it these days.
Do you do any of your own work?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay, tell me about that.
I've sort of gone full circle as far as my own work goes.
Uh-huh.
I began drawing, as I said, in college. And actually, I'm back to drawing again. I'm drawing a comic.
Why a comic?
Comics, paper is very light. It doesn't weigh 500, 1,000 pounds. You don't have to move it around your studio. So I'm kind of liking that, yeah.
What's your comic?
It's called Simon and the Pie Man. It's the relationship of a pie maker and his assistant. It's basically about employer-employee. They're sort of a close-knit couple as well as being employer and employee.
And where did this come from? Experience?
It's funny. I mean, being self-employed, I'm both, so I can't say. But I think, you know, maybe it has something to do with the current outlook on the economy and what's happening in the employment areas. And, you know, it's sort of my take on that as well.
Look in your crystal ball. How's the future look?
Well, I don't know. Yeah, you know, we'll see. I mean, you just have to keep laughing at things, I guess.
You'll find a David Currier picture and some Currier Studio-related links on the Spark page at WMRA.org.